This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Guns in carry-on baggage at the Bozeman and Glacier Park airports are a growing problem. 2023 was a record-breaking year for the wrong reasons at some airports in Montana, with more firearms found in carry-on baggage than ever before. In total, 59 guns were discovered during the security screening process at airports across the state, most found at the Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport, with 16 guns found. Billings-Logan International Airport security personnel found 15 guns in carry-on bags, and Glacier Park International Airport found 11 guns. The number of firearms found in airports across the country also broke records last year, up 3% from the year before. K.C. Wurzbach, TSA Federal Security Director for Montana, urges all passengers to be aware of the location of their guns. Forgetting that a gun is in a carry-on bag will lead to law enforcement action, an enhanced security screening, and civil fines of up to $14,000. Violators may also be subject to criminal penalties and loss of eligibility for programs such as TSA PreCheck. TSA regulations stipulate that passengers traveling with firearms must pack them in their checked baggage. The firearm must be unloaded and locked in a hard case, along with any ammunition or parts, and the case should be locked with a non-TSA-compliant lock to prevent access by anyone else. Passengers must declare the firearm when checking their bag. Passengers must also check the local laws of their end destination, as well as the regulations of the airline they're flying, before packing guns or any other restricted items. Johnny Cash is remembered as an American icon, and now there's a statue of him to show it. The late singer has been immortalized in the U.S. Capitol, making him the first musician featured in the National Statuary Hall collection. The nearly 11-foot-tall bronze artwork was donated by his home state of Arkansas. At the unveiling ceremony in late September, Cash's daughter Roseanne Cash said he would have seen the statue as the ultimate honor. Roseanne Cash said, "This man was a living redemption story. He encountered darkness and met it with love," she said of her father, Johnny Cash. It's the spooky season, and Southwest Montana women are invited to participate in the third annual Yellowstone River Witch Ride, Sunday, October 27th. Women can meet at 2 p.m. at the Lock Levin Day Use Access in the Paradise Valley, and at 3 p.m., the Yellowstone River Witch Ride begins. Participants should be dressed as witches and must have their own personal flotation devices required for any watercraft on the river, along with wetsuits, gloves, and booties, and their watercraft. Witches on paddleboards, in kayaks and canoes and rafts, all are welcome. The witches can bring some food or drink to share. The Yellowstone River Witch Ride will stop at Mallard's Rest Access for a beach bonfire and food and drinks, and then continue the float and take out at Pine Creek. For participating women witches, black witches' outfits, witches' hats, and short capes are ideal. No long capes, please. They're too dangerous on the river. That's the Yellowstone River Witch Ride, Sunday, October 27th at 2 p.m. at the Lock Levin Day Use Access for put-in for the third annual Yellowstone River Witch Ride. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.